What's so funny?
Oh, nothing. No, it's an acting exercise. I'm practicing my fake laugh.
Oh.
What? What's so funny?
Oh, no, no. No, 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 no. No, there's none of that in here.
Oh, come on, man. At least let me finish this last one.
Okay, but only if you give me a drag.
Okay.
Oh, dark mother, once again I suckle at your smoky teeth.
No, no, why don't you hold on to that one? Okay, that's like the least fun game ever.
Well, I'm really sick of your smoking, so I brought something that is going to help you quit.
Oh. Nope, that patch is no good.
Come on, it's a hypnosis tape. This woman at work used it for 2 weeks straight, and she hasn't smoked since. What's your problem?
Nothing. It's just that hypnosis is beyond crap.
Ross, I watched you get hypnotized in Atlantic City.
Hey, that guy did not hypnotize me, okay?
Oh, right, because you always pull your pants down on the count of three and play wipe out on your butt cheeks.
All right, forget hypnosis. The way to quit smoking is you have to dance naked in a field of heather and then bathe in the sweat of six healthy young men.
Or what my father calls Thursday nights.
Here you go.
Oh, you know what? I didn't want cinnamon on this.
Sorry.
Hi.
Oh, my God!
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Oh, hey. What are you doing here?
Well, you know, I would have called, but I lost your phone number, and then my mom locked me out of the house, so I couldn't find it. And then I tried to find a payphone, and the receiver was cut off, so.
What happened?
Vandalism.
Also, what happened between you and your mom?
Well, we got in a fight, because she said that I was too immature to get married.
You're getting married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my little brother getting married.
Yeah. Oh, I knew you'd be so cool about this. All right, hey, do you want to meet her?
Do I?
Do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, cool, all right. She's just parking the truck. I'm gonna go get my my fiancé, man.
You know, I would have bet good money that he'd be the first one of us to get married.
Yeah, isn't it fantastic? Yeah, but Steve, don't you think he's a little young to get married? Well, he's 18.
Exactly. It'll be illegal for him to drink at his own bachelor party.
Yeah, or to get a hooker.
Always illegal, Joe.
Hey, this is my fiancée, Mrs. Knight.
You know, it's funny, Frank told me so much about you, but you're not how I pictured you at all.
Yeah, I'm a big surprise.
Grab a seat.
So,
How did you guys meet?
Well, I was in Mrs. Knight's, Alice. Sorry, Alice. I always do that. I was in her home ec class.
And he was my best student.
Yeah, she was my best teacher.
Aww. If that doesn't keep kids in school, what will?
And so now you guys are going to be married.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know, we talked about just living together, but we want to have kids right away.
Oh, my God. Great. Wow, kids. Frank, are you sure you're ready for that?
How hard can it be, you know? I mean, you know. Babies. You know, who doesn't want babies? Besides, you know, I never had a dad around. And now I always will because, you know, it'll be me. Yeah. Right?
You know, I mean, really, we do realize that there's an age difference between us.
Oh, good. Okay, because you were acting like you didn't.
Oh, no, but when it comes to love, what does age matter?
You are falling fast asleep. Deeper, deeper, deeper. You are now completely asleep. You don't need to smoke. Cigarettes don't control you. You are a strong, confident woman. A strong, confident woman.
And you know what? I just realized, in the last year, I've only gone out with two guys, Richard and Julio.
You gotta help me out here. You gotta set me up. You gotta get me back in the game.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I work in fashion, and all I meet are eligible straight men.
You gonna get you something else?
Yeah, I'll have a slice of cheesecake and a date if you're giving them out.
Haven't you and I covered that topic?
Come on, you just said to her that you...
You only want to go out with me because my blonde wig and the big boobs and the fact that I serve you food.
Well, if that were true, I'd be dating my Aunt Ruth. And the two times we went out, it was just plain awkward. Come on, you think you should go out with me, don't you?
Well, I mean, are you sure you want to go out with her? I mean, that ain't a pretty picture in the morning, you know what I mean? That wig all in disarray and boobs flung over the nightstand. I mean, really, think about it.
Oh, I will.
So I know that this is Frank's life. You know, I don't want to be all judgmental, you know, but this is sick. It's sick and wrong.
Jeez, what? Is this the age thing?
No, oh, I'm fine with the age thing, you know, until it starts sticking its tongue down my little brother's throat.
Jeez, he seems to enjoy it.
I mean, you think he's going to enjoy it when he's up to his elbows in the diapers of all the babies they have to have right away? This is not fair to Frank, and it's not fair to the babies. And you know what? It's not good home economics.
Well, have you told them how you feel?
Yes. Not out loud.
But, Fiends, if you don't tell him, soon he's going to be married, and then you're going to hate yourself.
Yeah, but if I do tell him, then he's going to hate myself. Look at him and his mom. I can't. But you guys can. Please, you gotta talk him out of it.
Oh, no.
Come on, you guys. You have nothing to lose. I have everything to lose. Do you want me to lose everything? Everything?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna go get Frank.
So, walking down the street, and I turn to you and I say, "Hey, let's go hang out at Totally Nude Nudes, remember?" And then you turn to me and you say, "Nah, let's just hang out at your place." Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
So you should definitely go out with this guy.
Nah, he just doesn't do anything for me.
Monica, last Saturday night, what happened on Walker, Texas Ranger?
Well, Walker was looking for this big busload of kids.
All right, I get your point.
Hey. You know, I forgot the combination of this about a year ago. I just carried it around. Any chapstick?
Yeah.
Hey, how are those tapes working out for you?
You know what? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Good. I haven't smoked yet today. I feel great and confident. That is a stunning blouse.
Thank you. Here you go. Okay, Mon. Let's give Pete a chance. Come on, he was funny. He seems really nice. And that check thing was adorable.
What check thing?
As a joke, this customer at work who has a crush on me gave me a $20,000 tip. His number's on the check. He just did it, so I'd call.
Pete Becker. Pete. Is this him?
That's Bill Clinton.
Who's he hugging?
Oh, my God. That's Pete. Why is Bill hugging Pete?
This guy invented Moss 865. Every office in the world uses that program.
We use it.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Monica's going to go out with a millionaire.
No, I'm not going to go out with him.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is a real $20,000 check. Oh, this is just so exciting.
Or incredibly offensive.
Well, yeah, sure, that too.
What?
All we're saying is don't rush into anything.
Yeah, come on, think about it. You're 18, okay? She's 44. When you're 36, she's going to be 88.
What, you don't think I know that?
Look, the point is, there's a lot of women out there you haven't even had sex with yet.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. This is your time, you know? Yeah, you're young, you're weird. Chicks dig that.
Okay, but isn't sex better when it's with one person that you really, really care about?
Yeah, in a poem, maybe.
Well, the man's right. That's what I had with Rachel.
You don't have it anymore?
No, I slept with someone else.
Okay, so wait. All right, so how did that make things better?
It didn't.
Okay, so what you used to have with Rachel is what I got with Alice.
Now, what is that like?
It's so cool, man. It's just because being with her is so much better than, like, not being with her.
Why can't I find that?
Don't ask me. I had it. I blew it.
Well, I want it.
You can have it.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I can. I mean, maybe there's something wrong with me.
No, it's out there, man. I've seen it. I got it.
Then you hold on to it.
All right, man.
All right, congratulations.
You're Frank's best man?
I couldn't help it. Their love is so pure.
Well, and what about you, huh?
I'm the ring bearer.
Thanks, I'm so glad you could come, because I've got a real home ec emergency.
Oh, my God, who died on this?
Yeah, I know. It's a real mustard catastrophe. Can you help me?
Absolutely. Okay, first we'll start with a little club soda and salt, and then if that doesn't work, then we can go back to...
You know what? Forget it. It's ruined.
Oh, no, never say that. If you can't get it out, then you can cut around the stain, add a little lace, you make a stylish throw.
Mm-hmm. Or instead, maybe you could just not marry my brother. Frank.
Hey, that's great, but can we make it smaller? Can we make it fit on the head of a pin? I love when we make things fit on the head of a pin.
Got it.
Yeah, okay.
You have a Ms. Monica Geller here.
Absolutely, yeah. Send her in. Hi.
What the hell is this?
Hang on for a sec. I'll talk to you in the morning.
You got it.
I'm sorry, what?
Seriously, what is this supposed to mean?
Well, you know, I never know how much to tip.
You're supposed to double the tax. Not double the tax of Romania. What's the deal? Are you trying to buy me? Is this the way you get girls to go out with you?
I'm still here.
You're taking this all wrong. Because if I didn't leave you that tip, you wouldn't have come down here, we wouldn't be having this argument, and there wouldn't be this heat between us.
What?
Come on, you gotta admit that our relationship is hitting a new level now. Because you used to be like the chef, and I was the customer, but now we're like this couple that fights.
Okay, you're alone.
Look, forget the check, okay? I like you. I think you're great. Come on, what do you say?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to encourage this kind of behavior.
One meal. That's all I'm asking for, please. We go out, we eat. And if you don't have a good time, I'll give you 10 grand, we call it even.
No, just put the mail down. It's me.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Why are you just, like, all in the dark?
Oh, well, your laundry smelled so good that I thought I'd curl up in it. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, how was your day?
Oh, well, this is probably the worst one since I've been alive.
What? What happened?
Alice, she called it off.
Oh, no. Did she say why?
No, not really. Just that I was too young, you know, but I don't see how I could all of a sudden be too young, because I'm older than I was when we first got together.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But, you know what, maybe it's just all for the best.
Yeah, the best is, like, unbelievable pain.
Oh, sweetie. Oh.
No, you know, I was just finally happy, you know? For the first time in my life. After my dad left me, and then getting arrested for stealing those birds. And then the whole punctured lung thing. It's still really hard to take deep breaths in cold weather, but with Alice, all that stuff kind of went away. And now it's gone, and I don't know why.
Well, I can tell you why. It's because of me. But you know what? I only did it because I love you, okay?
What?
Well, I kind of had a little chat with Alice, and I sort of made her see why you two shouldn't be together. You know, and you're going to see it too one day. You really, really will.
Wait a minute. Wait, this is because of you?
Okay.
Well, wait, no. My mother didn't want us to be together, but the worst thing she ever did was tie me to the porch.
Okay, but...
Well, you know what? I came to you because I thought you'd understand. Oh, no. I would storm out of here right now if I had some money or a place to go.
Oh, my God. The millionaire's here.
Oh, my God.
Guys, please, I'm just going to have dinner with him, okay?
Okay, just because he buys you dinner does not mean you owe him anything.
I know.
Okay, then get the lobster.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, how much cash you got in your pocket right now?
And that's why I'm not inviting you in for a drink.
Hi.
Where do you want to go?
Oh, you like pizza?
Oh, that sounds great.
I know a great little place.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Hey, you're not paying for the pizza.
Oh, come on, it's only fair. You paid for the flight. Is that enough, Lyra?
I'd throw another $1,000 on that.
Well, how much is that?
That's about 60 cents.
Oh!
every night.
Cigarettes don't control you. You are a strong, confident woman. A strong, confident woman who does not need.
So can I.
Hey, Frank.
Here.
Look, okay, I know that you think I did this, like, totally evil thing, but I so didn't. There's someone here who I think can explain this better than I can.
We can go look. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Mrs. Knight.
Phoebe is right, Frank. I know it's hard to hear, but it would have been wrong to go through with it. I was being selfish. Even though we want the same things right now, in the future, we may not. Is that it? Is that what it is?
Yes, but not just that.
Not just that. Even though we love each other as much as we do, Nonetheless, you're too young to really know what you want.
That's right, exactly. All right, it's a goodbye kiss. That's good. Bye-bye. Okay, no, but the important thing is that you see what I'm saying, you know, just, you know, this is clearly wrong. Okay, I've decided I'm going to let this happen. Okay, can I just get my purse? Okay, all right, good.
Cigarettes don't control you. You are a strong, confident woman who does not need to smoke.
Joey's your best friend. You want to make him a cheese sandwich every day. And you also want to buy him hundreds of dollars worth of pants.